This message is sponsored by Discover. Did you know you could reduce the number of unwanted calls and emails with online privacy protection? The latest innovation from Discover. Discover will help regularly remove your personal info, like your name and address, from 10 popular people search websites that could sell your data. And they'll do it for free. Activate in the Discover app. See terms and learn more at discover.com/online privacy protection.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Let's start this program with
J-E-T-S, Jets.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
That's another Jet touchdown.
They're back. I told you. My favorite words I get to say in this microphone.
That's another Jet touchdown.
I don't throw the flags.
Earlier on the show, two-time Super Bowl champion Chris Long. Still to come, Raiders defensive end Max Crosby. Plus your phone calls, overreaction Monday, and more. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. Great chatter over the last 2 hours about week five in the NFL to date, leading up to the Raiders and the Chiefs tonight on ESPN. And we will be chatting with Max Crosby of the Las Vegas Raiders in a matter of moments here on the program. If you've missed anything up to this point, you're watching on Roku, on the Roku channel, guess what? We re-air as soon as this hour is over, the first 2 hours where we went over pretty much everything soup to nuts with Chris Long in his usual spot on our Monday program. He joins us every single Monday, the Greenlight podcast host. You should get his podcast. If you missed anything while you're listening to us, guess what? There's our podcast where all podcasts can be acquired through the Cumulus Podcast Network, all 3 hours every single day. Please hit us with a subscribe button there. And then there's our YouTube stream, youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show for all of that. Overreaction Monday joining is about to hit us in just a few minutes time. Chris Brockman has got us all teed up for that. Mike Del Tufo is sitting in his chair, sitting up a little bit taller because his wallet's filled with all that secondary ticket money from the Rams tickets he sold to Cowboys fans.
Thanks, Mike.
Good to see you over there, Cowboy fan TJ Jefferson. How are you, sir?
Well, I mean, I guess I have to do this, right?
Okay.
Play the trumpets.
Yeah. Play the trumpets on that. As the Padres turned the trumpets into trombones.
It was still a good year, man.
It was a great year.
Here's the deal, right? I went rich because I've never lost love for this team. I went many years because they were bad. Just like I didn't care about baseball, right? And
yes.
Then 15 and 16 happened.
Yes.
And I started to regain my love for baseball. In the last few years, the Mets were bad again. I'm back to just like loving baseball again. So it didn't end, obviously, the way I wanted to. But from 77 wins to 101, like, man, I'm back. I'm all in again.
I feel good for you.
I'm all in again.
I feel good for you. I need all your karma now that the Yankees are sending Gerrit Cole on the mound against the Cleveland Guardians. So welcome to the Yankee fandom since you're rooting for New York sports, right?
I'm not a hater. I like to see, unlike you guys, I want to see my friends happy. Like I said, Ohio State,
not.
You're a better Rich Eisen when Michigan beats Ohio State.
Oh, I say it with my chest a little bit
more.
Rich, you can rest easy tonight knowing I will never root for your team.
I know that. And vice versa, right back at you.
Thank you.
As you know, the Boston Red Sox hooked me up with Mass General and their staff when I had COVID 2 summers ago in Boston, and they were terrific. They were amazing. They were great. I still don't want their team to win.
No.
Isn't that great? They were there for me when I was at my most ill.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, we almost lost you, bro.
No, you didn't. Thank goodness.
I mean, you expect that from me, and I expect it right back.
There you go. Right back at you. I love you and hate you at the same time.
I want you miserable all the time.
It's like a salty treat and a sweet treat all together. Okay.
All first together. They're sour. Then they're sweet.
Yeah. But college football yesterday, I mean, over the weekend. What was that play call from Texas A&M? What was that play call at the end there?
Let's see.
Nick Saban.
Junk right?
Nick Saban. Nick Saban's Alabama Crimson Tide had basically, it was a 2-point play for the win. For Texas A&M in Tuscaloosa, after everything that happened between Jimbo Fisher and Nick Saban over the summer, the game finally arrives. No matter how poorly Texas A&M had played to this point, no matter how poorly it was on the line, 2-point conversion type play for the win. One play left from the 2-yard line, and they threw it. They didn't even throw it in the end zone.
No, it was short of the goal line.
The thing, it was just, as soon as that play was called, it looked dead on arrival. It was DOA on the spot. And I guess because of that, Alabama's been penalized by the voters. They're now third ranked in the country. Georgia's one, Ohio State two. And I guess because Michigan didn't blow out Indiana, took some time. And I guess they didn't blow out Iowa, it took some time. And they didn't blow out Maryland. It took some time to finally win those first three Big Ten games. They were penalized. Clemson's now number four. Okay.
I mean, top five, whatever.
It just all comes out in the wash. Yeah, Michigan plays Penn State next.
There you go.
So that's a good one. Another great game that'll be called on Big Fox. Four straight weeks on the Big Fox noon kickoff.
Thanks to Michigan for getting us on TV.
There you go. Yeah, you're welcome.
Again, Ohio State's on ABC.
Yeah. They blew out Michigan State,
Fox is just
who would be next on the hit parade.
That's the
last Big Ten game that Michigan lost was last year against Michigan State. And Kenneth Walker is now going to basically get his shot as the Seattle Seahawks main running back.
Yeah, that nice 69.
As Rashad Penny, it appears, has season-ending leg surgery, right?
Such a bum.
Georgia's on top again. Who do they play?
This week, Rich?
Yeah, who do they play this week?
Vanderbilt.
Unbelievable. You know what's next for Alabama is Tennessee, which is playing excellent football.
That is going to be awesome.
Does Georgia play Tennessee?
Yep.
When? Does Georgia play anybody?
Well, they play 12 games a year.
Yeah, right.
And then the playoffs.
Who are they playing? It seems like Alabama's got a much tougher schedule.
Because they play in a different division. Whatever. Are you unfamiliar with how divisions work?
I'm very familiar how it works.
Okay.
Michigan has all the tough Big Ten teams in their division.
Georgia plays Tennessee on November 5th.
There you go. Where is that? Between the hedges?
Looks like home. Looks like a hedges game.
Okay. That's good for you.
Next couple games are tough. Florida, Tennessee, Mississippi State, Kentucky.
Okay, here we go. A little bit.
Rich, more importantly, Syracuse, 18th, baby.
How about that?
What's up?
Speaking of college, did you guys see Pitt running back Israel Abanikanda this weekend?
I did not, sir.
I did not either.
36 carries.
Oh.
320 yards rushing and 6 touchdowns against Virginia.
That's a good game.
Jeez.
Yes. He was unstoppable.
Holy Al Grobat, man. The Cavaliers took it on the chin, huh?
36 for 320 yards rushing and 6.
It's while we're on the subject of Pitt football. Football.
Go B-I, double T.
I kind of like Kenny Pickett shoving Shaq Lawson.
Well, he got cheap shot.
I hear you, and I like that the Steelers came right to his defense. I understand that Steelers fans are very happy right now that Mike Tomlin is staring right down the dark tunnel of a losing record for the first time in his career, sitting there at 1-4. They've lost every single game since that week one game where they had it in the bag and then didn't, and then finally won. They've lost every single one since TJ Watt's been out, which has been their MO. And next up for them is Tom Brady paying a visit before they visit Miami on a Sunday night, and then the Philadelphia Eagles before a bye. That it just looks tougher and tougher and tougher, and it looks bleaker and bleaker and bleaker. They haven't even played the Ravens yet at all. And the Ravens lead that division. And they will play Cleveland, if I'm not mistaken, when Deshaun Watson returns. And he is in the building today, by the way, for the first time since being remorseless.
Steelers should tank, get the number one pick, get a bunch of draft picks, reload.
Man, well, I mean, Willie Anderson on that team would be pretty good, but that's not what their MO is. And
MO.
When Pickett got up and shoved Shaq Lawson and got in his face and received the support of his teammates on the spot in an other situation as well, I kind of digged it.
Yeah, he got blasted earlier in the game, which... Tom Brady got a roughing the passer. Pickett was sliding. He didn't get one, and
ridiculous.
He got up. I don't understand. If we're going to protect the quarterback, the guy's down, he's sliding, he gives up, and he gets lit up.
It shouldn't be how many career starts for anybody. I mean, it should be if you're roughed, you're roughed, and if you're not, you're not.
You're not. And we think that they kind of, you know, we glad hand these guys a little too much anyway. But
be very honest with you, I kind of digged seeing that.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought to myself...
That rallies the troops, right?
That just when you think the Steelers season is lost, and maybe it is, I doubt it. I mean, Gabe Davis blanketed by Minkah Fitzpatrick and made one arm grab. And the Bills are tops in the AFC, in my opinion. They're tops in the NFL. As you know where I place them in my power rankings, they've been one since the beginning and have not fallen out of that spot. I still just found it interesting that amongst the wreckage of that Pittsburgh loss in Western New York in week five, I saw that and I just wanted to make mention of that. Let's get to Overreaction Monday, brought to you by AutoZone. You can listen to the NFL and the NFL app on the Odyssey app on WestwoodOneSports.com via Westwood One Station Streams or by asking Alexa to open Westwood One Sports, sponsored by AutoZone. Max Crosby of the Raiders still to come, but Chris Brockman, you have the floor.
That was terrible.
That was crap. That was garbage.
This place sucks.
Overreaction
Mondays.
Monday.
Christopher.
What's up, fellas?
What up, yo?
Let's do this. The Rams are going to miss the playoffs.
Oh,
just
man.
Right into it.
I am saying that's an overreaction. I'm not ready to do that yet, as you know. As you know. No, look, and I agree with Chris Long's assessment in hour number two that you don't see the bones of a contending team. The bones of a contending team is owning the line of scrimmage. And on offense, they are not owning anything. They are being owned. They are too banged up front. I am genuinely concerned that whatever their offense needs from the run game is they're not getting it to take the pressure off of Stafford and also set up the play action that makes their engine purr. And it doesn't matter if Odell Beckham shows up. That might be a problem if you cannot run the football. And Odell, I would say this about Rams needing to play well and play fast and start getting some wins under their belt, is Odell might take his services elsewhere when he decides on that subject matter over the next 2 to 3 weeks. So I am genuinely concerned, but I cannot sit here in week five and automatically say that the defending Super Bowl champs with Cup and with Bobby Wagner and with Aaron Donald and with Jalen Ramsey and with that coach and with that coaching staff that they are toast. I won't do it yet.
Can Aaron Donald play guard?
I get it. Both ways go both ways.
Yeah, just like high school.
A two-way player.
Bobby Wagner play a little guard.
I hear you, bud. I hear you. But I'm not ready to say that that's a proper reaction.
Well, the reason why they look so bad yesterday, Rich, TJ, the Cowboys have a Super Bowl defense.
That's a fact. I mean, I'm not ready. I don't think you can stutter when agreeing with that. Oh, yeah. Sure they do. When Micah Parsons was on that bike, I thought, okay, you know, and you could see he was stretching it out. Mm-hmm. You could see that he was like shaking his head on the bike that something was up. Then they're like going to bring him in and just obvious pass rush downs on third down. I'm like, well, just give him the rest of the day off. Like, you need him more long term than anybody else. What are you doing? He's not going to have any of that giddy up. And even Greg Olson's like, well, I saw that flash right there for somebody who's supposedly hurt. Yeah. And then he was living in the backfield and he ended the game.
Yep.
So that's just one guy, too. And he's really special. And they got a special guy on the back end. Yeah. What else you got over there, Chris?
You know, I said a few weeks ago that the NFC stinks, and I kind of still believe that, but I actually really believe this. We are headed for an Eagles 49ers NFC championship game.
I am not ready to count out TJ's Cowboys. I am not ready to count out the Green Bay Packers yet either. They have a defense I'm not ready to count them out either. They're not playing very well right now, and it's still just five games, and all you need to do is hit that ground running once November hits. Once Thanksgiving was in your rearview mirror. Come on, man. I mean, what more do you need to know? Like, if you made a proclamation about the Cincinnati Bengals at this point last year, you'd have discarded them. I will not say that just yet. It does look like, if the NFC Championship game was played now, those would be the two teams I'd put in it to see the best possible game, you know?
You're being very too reasonable and nuanced, Rich. It's Overreaction Monday.
I understand that, but that's where I'm standing here to try and make reason out of the unreasonable.
This is not how this works, Rich.
What else you got over there, Chris?
Well, this one's for you, then. The Jets are more likely to win a playoff game than the Dolphins or Pats.
Woo!
I would say yes to the Patriots. That's not an overreaction. The Jets are better than the Patriots. They are better than the Patriots.
Not on defense.
The Jets are better than the Patriots. I'm just saying the words into this microphone.
I disagree.
Okay. But the Dolphins, let's see what happens when Tua comes back with a hopefully clear head.
If, yeah.
Yeah, and you know, it's just a tough thing to do is to go on the road in this series. This series has been going on since I was born and before that. Jets Dolphins, crazy stuff happens. They had their number three guy in there, and McDaniel still even got some room for Mostert to run. That run game was kicking.
Finally.
And then the Jets kicked in. So I'll say it's an overreaction on the Dolphins, but I take my Jets over your Patriots right now. Yeah, even with Mac Jones back, I'd take it.
We can make that interesting.
Well, I mean, when does this happen? Ooh, let's go.
We can make this interesting.
I'm feeling good about myself. I'm feeling good about myself.
And I'm looking to take
advantage. Jair Alexander saying, I'll have a problem with the defense if we lose to the Jets next week. Oh, yeah, they're coming to town. Week eight. After we let's ride into Denver, and then worked. Here comes New England. Okay, here comes New England.
Hard-earned American dollar.
Yes,
on this?
Sir. Let's go. We're not there to kiss anybody's rings.
We're gonna find out how good the Jets are in the next month.
Yeah, we are.
I like
then
it.
The Buffalo Bills are coming to town. I mean, that one's gonna be a very tall order. But
langa langa.
Well, this is Jets.
I'll take
Picasso.
A 5-game win streak into that one. I'll do it.
I like it.
I'll sign for
hey,
it.
Picasso.
Am I overreacting? You thought I wouldn't. You think I am or what?
You thought I wouldn't win a word?
By the way, I knew I could bait him. Speaking of the Buffalo Bills, you could just give Josh Allen the MVP right now.
I would do it. I know Jalen Hurts has got a lot of votes. And
you can just give it to Josh right
you know,
now.
That's Northeast bias. That's New York City Turnpike corridor bias.
Cooper Rush has entered the chat.
Cooper Rush is in the chat.
Yeah. And his 90 yards in the fourth quarter.
And we have just kicked him out of the conversation.
How dare you, sir?
To use the phrase at pace.
How dare you?
Josh Allen, number
Stop
one
it.
In pass yards,
Please.
Number one
Please.
In touchdowns,
Please.
Number one in passer rating.
Please. Please.
Actually, he's behind Geno.
Dude, he had 340-something yards and four touchdowns in the first half. That thing was a wrap. And again, in the same way that Alabama got downgraded from first to third despite winning at home against Texas A&M, Alabama's had a much tougher schedule than most everybody else that's in the top five. The Bills won three out of their first four, and three of them were on the road. At Miami, at Los Angeles. You can say what you will about the Rams, but on week one, they raised the banner here. And then the Buffalo Bills went into Baltimore and won that game. Come on now. What else you got over there,
He's
Chris?
Pace for 5,600 yards.
And I totally get the Jalen Hurts love, and I love him, and I love the whole don't take the temperature, you're the thermometer, and we're going to play a soundbite from him before this hour is through talking about his leadership skills and what he has done to take the reins of opportunity and ride them. I love it. But Josh Allen is the MVP of the NFL.
It's time to be worried about the Packers, man. There's something going on.
No, I'm not ready to do that yet either.
There's something going on.
Well, they got young kids on offense, and they're mistake prone, and Rodgers isn't playing all that terrifically well.
And he looks pissed at them all the time.
Well, I mean, he'll get through it.
He does.
And guess
he
what?
Does.
And then yesterday, the defense didn't have that gear in the second half to handle Daniel Jones and a well-coached Giants offense. They got played in the second half of that game yesterday. Not ready to throw it. They're 3-2. The Vikings are 4-1, but that is smoke and that is mirrors, man.
Yeah.
I mean, the number of times that they snatch victories from the jaws of defeat after already leading in a game. I'm not sold on that division is Minnesota's in the long run. I'm not ready for that yet. And even if the Packers lose to the Jets to go to 3-3, I'm still not panicking yet either.
Chris, you're saying that Rodgers looks at his receivers like Rich looks at us sometimes?
Okay. I need you guys to make plays. Be in the spots where
That's
I expect
I mean.
You to be.
We're trying.
All right?
We're trying, Coach.
Because this ayahuasca's wearing off.
Matt Rhule is going to have Nebraska as a 10-win team in a matter of no time.
Okay. Wisconsin's not going to hire him. I don't know. Arizona State, doesn't he want to come out to Pac-12 country? I don't know. They paid Herm $9 million to go away.
Jeez.
You know what?
How can I get one of these coaching jobs where I get paid to not work?
David Tepper's probably like, will somebody please pay this guy?
Because
apparently his contract, they owe him all the money this year, but it's offset by any other opportunities he gets from next year on through.
Oh, interesting.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
David Tepper's a smart guy.
That's not an overreaction at all. Great use of Nebraska.
We've never seen a season with this much parity, guys. 21 teams have exactly two or three wins.
Okay. What's the overreaction that you're looking for?
Well, there's a statement on the board.
We've never seen an NFL season with such parity. Oh, okay. All right. Sure. You know? What do you want
me to
do? You want to rail against competition? Like, what do you want me to do?
You're not buying it. Let's move on. I got some baseball takes.
Oh. Okay.
So, Mike, let's switch music.
Okay.
Did you tell him that?
You gotta tell me,
Mike,
that.
You just hit a button. You change the music and
I'll change the music. Here you go. Hang on.
Go for it.
All right.
There you go. You got some other NFL phones.
The Padres are taking out the Dodgers.
That's an overreaction, bud. But I love it.
Around,
I do love it.
Getting fat and sassy, and here come the Padres.
I do love it, though.
Let's go, Daniel Jeremiah.
I love when these teams take on one another. Could you imagine if Tatis didn't do whatever the hell he was doing?
Don't need him.
I mean, how are Joe Musgrove's ears going to look in Southern California? They're going to be glistening.
Great.
It's going to be like Rudolph's red nose, right? He's going to be like the reindeer. Right? Leading.
Won't you guide my sleigh tonight?
That's what, yeah. I mean, if that way, 58 degree weather in New York City, I mean, look out.
You're going to be glistening.
That's a little much. That's still a little much.
All right. How about
Dodgers' run differential was over 300 runs this year.
Great.
Okay.
How about this one then?
Yeah.
The Mets are going to overreact to this loss
and
by
Judge
overpaying
and Aaron
for Judge.
Judge. I knew you'd go in that direction. How dare you?
Not happening.
How dare you? How dare you?
No, he's not leaving.
How dare you?
Like $400 million.
How dare you?
Not
please,
happening.
Please, hey, Cleveland Guardians pitchers, please pitch around him. Pitch around him, put his ass on base, and we'll see what happens behind him. I'll take those chances.
I'd rather have Ohtani, to be honest with you.
Interesting.
And apparently he might be in play.
They might be in the universe, Rich.
I know.
Wow.
We're gonna see what Steve Cohen looks like now and acts like, and I just think I got a little taste and some bitter taste as well. I got a taste of victory and a taste of it.
Remember who brought Shohei over to play for the Angels and who the current general manager. I'm doing my Sir Smoke like God. If you're listening, help, please.
Is that
Shohei.
It? Is that it?
Speaking of the Guardians, Rich,
yeah.
A wild card team is going to win the World Series.
No.
No?
The Dodgers or the Astros are going to win
just
the World Series.
Two.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, I'll take that. You're going to give me the field?
Dodgers or Astros?
Yeah.
I can't do that. Can I throw the Yankees in there and then you'll take the field?
No.
I can't. I'm not going to root against the Yankees.
Dodgers or Astros.
I could say that.
Give me the field.
Give them the Yankees.
I will say this here. Okay, I think the Dodgers, the Astros win the World Series, but if you actually want to make it a friendly wage or whatever, I'm not rooting against the Yankees just so I can be right here, which you know is my most favorite thing.
Care more about your money or being right?
Being right.
Being right.
Then let's go.
Being right. I can make $5 elsewhere. You know what I mean?
All right.
He might not pay you anyway, Rich. He don't shine shoes anymore, bro.
That's right.
His wallet's a little...
Give me the Yankees.
His money don't jiggle.
You don't want to give me the Yankees.
It folds.
You don't want to give me the Yankees.
And you're going to give me the field?
I will give you the field. There's eight teams left. I'll take three of them. You take the other five.
Oh, no.
That's good. That's Brockman.
I take three of them. You take the other five.
You get Yankees, Dodgers, and I get the field.
I'm not. No, I've already told you that I need. I'm the biggest Mariner fan around. Literally, I'm like, honestly, you can't find a bigger Mariner fan.
He's building
right
a
now.
Starbucks in his front of his house.
Seriously,
yeah, I'm telling you.
Absolutely. Come on now.
We can talk offline. I think the Braves.
I'm rooting for Rupert Jones and everybody else. I'm going way back. Oh yeah. I'm going way back.
Jay Buhner?
Oh, I'm going way before Jay Buhner. Come on now. I'm trying to think of all the Mariners I got in my 1978 Topps cards back that I didn't want more of. Okay. Great job.
Let's ride.
Okay. Let's ride.
Oh.
When we come back, we ride with our friend Max Crosby of the Las Vegas Raiders. Don't miss that. That's next prior to the Week 5 finale. Big game in the AFC West tonight. This message is sponsored by Discover. Did you know you could reduce the number of unwanted calls and emails with online privacy protection? The latest innovation from Discover.
Discover will help regularly remove your personal info, like your name and address, from 10 popular people search websites that could sell your data. And they'll do it for free. Activate in the Discover app. See terms and learn more at discover.com/online privacy protection.
I'm an adventurous person, but I'm also a careful person. We want to get out there, but we also want to make sure we're safe and our loved ones are safe. Good thing there's the OnStar Guardian app. Safety services right on our phone. We can get roadside assistance. We can share locations with friends and family. We can even get help in a crash in any vehicle on any motorcycle. Finally, something both sides of me can agree on. Adventure safely with the OnStar Guardian app. Download today from the App Store or on Google Play. Be safe out there.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, we've got a Monday Night Football tonight between the Chiefs and the Raiders. You know I've been putting it out there for the Raiders. You know I've been putting it out there for the Raiders. And so, you know, what's more precarious than being a 1-3 football team needing a win tonight, going against a marauding team that damn near put a 50 spot on you last time you were in the building? What's worse than that, potentially, is to be reminded that somebody's put their reputation on the line believing in you. And that's how my conversation with Max Crosby began awkwardly when I Zoomed with him just a couple of days ago in advance of tonight's Monday Night Football game. What's up, Max Crosby? How's life?
Eisen, how are we doing? I'm doing excellent.
Well, I mean, I'm glad you're asking how I'm doing, Max, because you know, this is, you know, obviously a show named after me, and I know you're an all-pro player and you're taking your time out of your day, but this is about me a little bit right here. I don't know if you did you hear who I predicted to win the AFC West this year? Did you hear that prediction?
Yes, I did.
All right. I mean, I've been talking. I've been writing checks for weeks and months. What can you tell me about the future of the Raiders in 2022, Max Crosby?
You know, it's we've played four games. We've had some ups and downs. We've lost a couple games that were very winnable. Mm-hmm. But that's in the past. You know, we're looking forward to the future, and we're looking forward to, you know, getting better and better. You know, I feel like every single week we've gotten better. And I think that showed last game with Denver. So, you know, we're just trying to stack days. And we really have a great group of guys. The coaches have been awesome. And, you know, when you get into a new situation, everything is different. You know, philosophies are different. You know, schedules are different. Everything's, you know, not the same. So Everybody's just trying to gel and become, you know, one big family and one big team. So, I feel like we're definitely, you know, getting closer and closer to getting to that.
Because that is, you know, some of the things that I've heard about the 2022 Raiders is that Josh McDaniels has come in and has absolutely brought a totally different way of everything. I mean, soup to nuts, schedule, the way that you practice, the way that you do everything, that it's different. Can you give me an example of how things are different from this year and previous, Max?
Yeah, you know, Coach McDaniels is, ever since he got here, he kept it extremely honest. And that's the one thing you want from a coach. So hard work, that's something that he doesn't shy away from. You know, he wants his teams, the best conditioned teams, the strongest teams. And so when it comes to work ethic, like, I don't feel like anybody's working like us. And, you know, me personally, I love it because that's why I'm here today, is from hard work. So, if you don't like to work hard and things like that, if you don't like dedicating extra hours to your craft and, you know, the game, you're going to whittle yourself out of the, you know, building. But, you know, that's what it's all about, you know, having the right people here. And I feel like Coach McDaniels has done a great job of sticking to his guns and, you know, just trusting the process. And, you know, I feel like we're in a solution-based, you know, industry. We're not here to, you know, focus on all the negatives, focus on the bad things. You know, there's always things to improve on, but mm-hmm. there's solutions, you know, and that's what we're fighting to get every single day, is fixing the things we got to get better at and continue to improve on the things we've already done well. So, yeah, it's been awesome.
Okay, so do you think the month of playing football that you have gotten through the adjustment period now, do you feel that that's done, or you're still going through it?
You know, it's hard to say. I can't say, you know, Absolutely. We're good now. And it's, you're never, you know, you never got it in general, no matter what. So yeah, you know, there's always room for improvement. And that's the thing about football that's so special, is that no matter how good you are, there's a reason why Tom Brady's played for 23 years. He still wants to get better and still wants to improve. And there's always room to grow. And, you know, if you have 53 guys that think like that, you're going to have good results. So that's just kind of what it is for Coach McDaniels. You know, there's a standard. And me personally, I try to show up and set the standard, you know, for my guys and for the team, and how to work and how to show up and do the right things. And that's when you get a bunch of guys that are all on the same page like that. You know, there's only, you know, room for growth, and you just keep going up. So I feel like, you know, we've done a great job.
Max Crosby here on the Rich Eisen Show in advance of Monday Night Football on Westwood One against the Kansas City Chiefs. So you just came from a captain's meeting. What can you tell me what goes on in there? What can you, I know I'm not telling you to tell me all the secrets, but what is that like?
Can you, it's awesome. I love it. You know, you walk in with a coffee early in the morning. You have great conversation, you know, talk about a lot of things, but yeah, you know, I obviously can't share a lot of details, but we just go over a lot of things, and, you know, I feel like it's very productive every time.
Okay. So what does it mean to you to have that C on your chest then after your journey here?
Yeah, you know, it means the world. You know, last year was the first time I got elected captain in my whole life. I've never been a captain in high school, never been a captain in college. So last year, you know, finally getting that C, I took a lot of pride in that. And, you know, obviously going into, you know, my fourth year, I want to be a captain again. And I got voted again by my teammates. So, you know, that's something I take very seriously, because I know where I used to be. I used to be a, you know, it's just, for me, I take a lot of pride in that, because it just shows, you know, that you can overcome things. You could come from, you know, you don't always have to be the same person you were. And, you know, I try to lead by example every single day, not by talking or anything like that. I show up with action. I show my guys that I care, and I just want to, you know, the best for the team.
Okay. And last time we spoke, it was just as Chandler Jones was coming aboard. And I know that you guys have a history, that you're friends, that you're tight, and now you're teammates. What has that been like, and how it's translated on the field?
Yeah. You know, Chandler is, like you said, Chandler's one of my great friends. He's an excellent human being. And it's been awesome, you know, being on the field with him. You know, he's got such a childish love for the game. And that's, you know, that's something that I've always carried, you know, no matter what, no matter how hard it is, highest level you're in the NFL, it's still a game. And like, that's what keeps you young and keeps you going, is the love for the game of football. And he has that, you know, he shows up to practice every day with a smile on his face, trying to get better. And, you know, I feel like Chandler's done a great job. You know, it hasn't necessarily showed up in the stat sheet yet, but Chandler's doing a lot of really good things for us. And, you know, he's going to help us win a lot of games.
All right, Max Crosby, Monday Night Football, Mahomes. What is the challenge against him and this offense? What do you got for me?
Yeah, it's pretty self-explanatory. Mahomes is one of the best players on the planet. They got a ton of speed. Travis Kelce is, you know, one of the best tight ends to ever do it. So it presents a great challenge. You know, they have very solid O-line as well. So, you know, personally, you know, I look at this as a game where, you know, I have to go make a difference, no matter what it is. Make game-changing plays, not just attaboys. You know, I got to get active and help get everybody else active. So we're looking forward to the challenge. It's going to be a lot of fun.
I don't know if you saw Mahomes after they beat the Bucks on Sunday night. He broke down the huddle in his locker room saying, you know who it is this week. And he's meaning you, and he's meaning the Raiders. Do you have the same mentality against these Chiefs? It's Chiefs week?
Yeah, we don't have to say. I don't have to say anything. You know, come on,
we have to say something. I'm asking you a direct question.
Like I said, I'm all about action. I ain't got nothing to say. I'll show them.
Okay, all right. You seem like you're jumping out of your skin, like you'd play it right now. Like you.
Oh yeah, I'm ready to go. I'm excited, but I gotta relax a little bit. It's only Friday.
Okay, all right. You gotta pace yourself.
Yes, sir.
Right, so are you telling me to pace myself? I should relax. I should. Are you giving me like the Rogers speech? Like I should relax. 1-3. I'm good. You're good. We're good. Is that what you're saying right now?
You know, you just got to stay present. You know, it's Friday.
Okay.
It's 2:30. I'm about to get in the cold tub. Okay. I'm gonna have a great day.
And then, okay.
Saturday gets here. We'll worry about Saturday.
I know. I'm just saying, but I'm saying, like, part of the reason why I want, you know, I chose the Raiders to win this division is you and Chandler Jones and Devontae Adams and the new changes and the new coach. And, you know, I guess I'm asking you for a speech. Like, what do you got for me? You know, should I relax? Am I chill? Just hang out.
Just trust the process.
Trust
the process. I think you chose well. Just trust the process.
All right, Max Crosby. I look forward to it. Always a pleasure chatting with you, man.
Always.
I've never said this to another person, but enjoy the cold tub. It's a first for me. Enjoy that. You take care of yourself. Thanks again for the time, Max Crosby.
Thank you, Rich. Thank you.
All right. I'm going to the cold tub if they don't win tonight.
I would get the ice ready, buddy.
I should ice up?
Ice up, son.
I don't know, man.
I don't think it's going to be close, yeah, man.
Rivalry games are nuts.
Yeah, you got to throw the records out the window.
Well, you don't have to. Mahomes is 7-1 against the Raiders.
Okay, well, that's also a good
thing. Mahomes. That guy. I forgot about him. Yeah, the autumn wind.
On Monday night.
Is in the cold tub. Yeah, you know what? My prediction's going through shrinkage too.
Hey,
you can listen to the NFL on the NFL.
It was cold in the pool.
You can listen to the NFL on the NFL app, on the Odyssey app, on WestwoodOneSports.com via Westwood One Station Streams, or by asking Alexa to open Westwood One Sports, sponsored by AutoZone. I will be at 7:30 Eastern Time tonight at the microphone of the pregame and halftime of Chiefs and Raiders. When we come back, we've got ourselves a fascinating conversation about what's going on with the Dallas Cowboys. Ah, yes, baby. We finish up with the Colt, with the boys. Get your grease board ready.
Okay, well, it's ready.
This episode is brought to you by Amazon Ads. There is no story without an audience. That's why Amazon Ads connects great brand stories with audiences that are engaged and ready to hear what you have to say. They also help your brand reach them through a variety of streaming services like Freevee. People go there to find premium free entertainment, so you can make deep connections while they stream season after season. Or if you want to be part of a more global hub of culture, Amazon Ads can help build your brand on Twitch. People live stream around the clock, and your brand can join in and become part of their communities. And if you want to make the most of football season, well, Amazon Ads can help with that too. Fans stream games live every week on Thursday Night Football, and Amazon Ads can help get your brand in front of them. So, let your story be heard. Learn more at advertising.amazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Samsung. Unfold the all-new Galaxy Z Fold 4 and expand your world. With Flex Mode, it stands on its own, so you're hands-free to get more done during calls. And with multi-window view, you can use up to 3 apps at the same time. Plus, the edge-to-edge screen allows you to fully immerse yourself in your favorite games and shows. Visit Samsung.com to learn more about Galaxy Z Fold 4.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, we just played a soundbite from Jalen Hurts when we first chatted with him on March 30th, 2020, before the NFL draft, where Burrow and Tua and Herbert were all going to be the top three we knew. Just didn't know the order. We were assuming at that point in time it was going to be Burrow, coming off of that remarkable final season for him at LSU. And then Jalen Hurts gets selected fourth on that quarterback list after, or fifth. Jordan Love's drafting. Let me forget about that. Jordan Love's drafting, you know, might have been the biggest shocker of them all. Almost that we were talking about, because we were talking about Aaron Rodgers' reaction to it. And then Jalen Hurts gets drafted in Philadelphia. What's that all about? Yeah, Carson Wentz, did they not believe in him? The answer, as we found out, was correct. They did not believe in him. They need to back their player somehow. And even going into the season, I was talking up Jalen Hurts, thinking that this kid has an opportunity that that he's going to grab hold of. You know, I like the way that they finished last year, despite losing in the playoffs, and he was up and down, and there were many times where he didn't really turn on the Jets figuratively until the fourth quarter, late third quarter. Now look at him, 5-0. the lone remaining undefeated quarterback in the NFL, and he doesn't want to hear about it one bit.
I personally, honest, I hate hearing 5-0. I don't like to hear it. Because nobody wanted to mention the record when we were 2-5. Nobody wanted to talk about that. So I don't want to hear it now. I don't want to hear it now. Can we come in here and control the things we can, attack every day, and just grow and climb? Right, that's what matters, the process.
He used the Philadelphia sports phrase, the process. I don't know if he was doing that intentionally or not, but I kind of dig it. I just love the fact that he is doing what he said he would do when we chatted with him in that late March prior to the draft, that I am a leader. They're going to get a dog, whoever drafts me. And Philadelphia found that guy. And they turned to him, and he is turning things around. He is a rock star in this league. And next up, it's time. This is it. Oh, baby. Sunday Night Football. The Philadelphia Eagles, home for Dallas. This is it. And it looks like it's going to be Cooper Rush in this game. You heard yesterday from so many who cover this league, the information men and women, saying that Dak is still having trouble gripping the football satisfactorily enough. 4 wins in a row, too, for Cooper Rush. What's the point? No reason to rush it at all. Nope. You already have 1 win in division in your back pocket on this 4-game winning streak from Cooper Rush. Why rush it? Just go in there, keep the momentum going, and then at some point you're going to switch back to Dak Prescott, because that's what you do when your starting quarterback is healthy enough to take the reins. This scrum after the game here in Los Angeles, California, where Jerry Jones was asked about the conversation around Cooper Rush, where he got a little defensive. He even agreed that he was being defensive with the reporter, was asking about the ridiculousness of the conversation surrounding Dak and Cooper. And I think he thought that ridiculousness was being ascribed to him because he essentially invited this scrum by saying that he wanted Cooper Rush to create a quarterback controversy, knowing that if Rush had won more than he lost while being the emergency backup starter, that nobody thought would be necessary for him to play like this year and play as much as he has. He knew that there would be a conversation about why go back to Dak at all. And he invited Rush to invite that to his doorstep. Well, guess what's at his doorstep? That conversation. And he, no matter how much he's trying to put it back in the bottle, and I told you at the time when he said he wants a quarterback controversy, he was basically saying, come on, Cooper, Rush, win as much as it can, but it's really Dak's job. He reiterated that after Rush remained undefeated as a starting quarterback out of Central Michigan.
If they're both healthy, Dak is your quarterback, correct?
Dak is the number one quarterback. Dak is our guy. But isn't it great that somebody came in and played well enough so that we can ask that question? That's my point.
That's always been his point.
Yeah.
That's always been his point.
You nailed it on the head immediately when that comment.
I didn't even hear this.
That is true. You didn't. But you knew. You know.
But I still say that even though Dak is the number one guy, I would go with Rush into Philadelphia. For various reasons. One, I don't think Dak's ready yet. Two, you're playing very well. Don't upset the apple cart if you don't have to, and they don't. You'd be like, well, wait a minute. You know, you want to sweep the season series from the Eagles. You don't want to be a game and a half behind them and keep their momentum going at 6-0. True. But the next time when you face them at home and you've got Dak there, it'll be like, oh, we lost to you when we had our backup. I mean, there's some mind games that you can play if that's even necessary.
Well, I mean,
but it is Dak's gig and it's his job and it's going to be his job. And I think he adds a dimension that Cooper Rush does not. Part of the problem is that he adds a more risky portfolio with his game where he might risk it more. But I think he's a terrifically talented quarterback, and you might as well just, if you want to get his feet wet a little bit, Detroit and Chicago right before a bye. certainly if you want him to knock the rust off. Last spot you want him to knock the rust off of, because it would have been 2 months since he played a football game, is at Green Bay and at Minnesota before Thanksgiving game against the Giants. I think you want to get him, if you want, get him a nice one again, home against Detroit, against Chicago as well. Home dates, knock the rust off, go into your bye week and get healthy, knock the rust off so his first game's not at Lambeau Field. That's it. That's the way I would play it.
I like your style.
But the results of that conversation will be, I think, our lead item 1 week from today, don't you think? Sunday Night Football, week 6.
Huge.
Huge. I cannot wait.
I'm ready.
Tonight's game, I'm nervous about my choice.
You should be. Wait, did you take the Raiders tonight?
Raiders.
Oh, what do you mean, in game day morning?
Yeah.
No.
Then what you nervous about?
I did not. I'm nervous because I'd like to be right.
Well, Rich, we can't be right about everything. Yeah. You were right about the Warriors. Man, just ride that wave. Yeah. You know.
That's true.
You got a whole year.
But I want to keep being right. If the Raiders win tonight, then Denver's a last place team. They're just a game behind the Chargers, who play Denver to finish off week 6, and the Chiefs. And if the Chiefs win tonight, they're 4-1, setting up a monster week 6 matchup between the Chiefs and the Bills in Arrowhead. And the Chargers play the Broncos to finish up week 6, and the Raiders are off. You got your first bye week coming up next week.
You know what you ought to do? You should pivot away from the fact that you said the Raiders would win and lean more into the fact that you said the Broncos probably wouldn't be very good.
I did say that I needed to see it first. And I also said that the Chiefs' offense would be better than people think. But I also just said, for some reason, and I just can't get off of it, that's a hell of a pass rush they have up front. And that is a terrific quarterback wide receiver combination that they have. And Josh Jacobs started running the ball very well. Maybe, just maybe, let's ride. Raiders Nation, tonight. Stay away from the Arrowhead logo in the middle. Don't go there. Stay as far away as possible. Don't even go past your own 20-yard line. That's it. Daniel Carlson's the only guy, and you know, to be able to get past there, he's got to warm up. Same with punter. Let's go.
What would be the Raiders equivalent of "Let's ride"? Like, what would Carr say, Brockman?
Let's pillage.
Pillage. Let's loot.
Just win, baby.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
It's going to be ugly tonight, man. It's going to be so ugly tonight.
I don't know about that.
Patrick Mahomes averages 320 yards and 3 touchdowns against the Raiders.
I understand that.
To quote the Black Eyed Peas, though, man, I got a feeling.
Oh.
Yeah?
I think we're going to see a
better game. Tonight's going to be a good night?
I'm not saying they're going to win, but I think it's going to be a closer game than you're saying.
Nope.
Nope.
No, okay. No chance. Two touchdowns. Two no chance.
Well, we will be talking about it tomorrow. Don't you dare miss any of that. Eli Manning is our first guest
Manning
tomorrow.
Eli. Mm-hmm.
Eli Manning and David Boreanaz. Famed Eagles. And Bomani Jones.
Love it.
You think Eli can give me some Arch Manning autographs?
Of guests that we have on Tuesday. Back on Roku in a moment.
Ross Matthews talks to celebrities, friends, and people with interesting stories to tell. Who's saying, hello, Ross, this week? Chelsea Handler.
I'm not home enough to have a third dog. My housekeeper basically is their parent. I'm not going to get another dog so that she has to take care of another dog until one of these dogs exits.
It's a good move. I have 3 rescue dogs and only 2 hands. And when you're one person, that's too hard to do. I recommend 2 max, okay?
Use your foot, Ross.
Hello, Ross. Available on YouTube or wherever you listen.